Now, today, in fact, in an hour, we're going to be putting a head on a stick. And it's the head of Rob Stutzman, who's the senior political advisor for Meg Whitman. So he's the top guy to strategize how to get more people to vote for Meg. You think about that, all right? His main job is to get more people to like Nutmeg and vote for her. Now, he's doing a hell of a job because he told the San Francisco Chronicle today that this was a story about all the flip-flops Meg Whitman has been involved in. And it's not just immigration, although that's the biggest. There's other things, too. And he says that all this stuff we've been talking about is just part of our immigration shtick. The exact quote is, just because shock radio jocks have to have immigration as part of their shtick, it does not mean there's an erosion in the Republican base. Just because shock radio jocks have immigration as part of their shtick. And for all of those of you who have seen the degradation of California over the last 20 years because of immigration, Rob Stutzman thinks it's all just shtick. It's just witty comic repartee.
Well, shtick, you know, we actually assign that word occasionally to possible guests on the John and Ken show.
I'll
often say to producer Ray, make sure he's not just shtick, which means there's no depth to the person's position or whatever they're coming on the show for. They just want to dance and entertain you. Make you laugh because they're almost a joker.
That's right.
They're kind of a jester.
He doesn't think any of this is serious.
No, we do it for ratings, John.
It's the truth. And his candidate has been caught, and I bet you he probably was the genius who thought she could campaign in Spanish and English and that the two groups wouldn't learn about the alternate message that was being floated. And, of course, the latest is the billboards where she says no to the Arizona law, and then in English she went on a little radio show at 3 in the morning and said yes to the Arizona law, but only in Arizona. No to the Arizona law in California because California has bigger geography.
We're too fat.
Well, the San Francisco Chronicle also has pointed out that Meg Whitman called the global warming bill, the AB 32 bill, a dangerous job killer that the state can't afford, and she wants to suspend it. But recently, she has a spokeswoman named Sarah Pompei who said that Whitman supports the goals of the bill. So she supports the goals of the global warming bill. At the same time, she says it's a dangerous job killer.
Huh?
She also blasted Steve Poizner during the primary for not insisting on furloughs for state workers. But recently, she says she opposes those furloughs. Okay.
Believe me.
So we're doing shtick here, and we're shock jocks. Because Stutzman has a candidate who can't say the same thing twice in a row without changing her opinion.